From the News Center, a news focus.
Faith leaders from Pennsylvania and around the country are raising their voices to support candidates in this year's election who believe in the values of love, justice, and inclusion. They call themselves the New Moral Majority and come from churches of many denominations and from across the country. According to Bishop Dwayne Royster, a native of Philadelphia and national political director of the group Faith in Action,
really leaning in on the side of compassion, the side of partnership with those that have been marginalized and hurting the deepest, and wanting to see every person in this nation be able to thrive.
The New Moral Majority is releasing a video called A Sermon to Heal America. Royster says it asks voters to see going to the polls as a sacred act. Reverend Ryan Eller, founder of the New Moral Majority, believes that this is a referendum on true Christian values.
Many faith leaders recognize the moral crossroads that we are at as a nation and recognize that this is really a battle for the soul of our nation and for our very democracy.
He notes that religious leaders who have traditionally been reluctant to express political opinions are now speaking out in record numbers, saying they will vote for change. And Bishop Royster points out that those joining the New Moral Majority include evangelicals and Pentecostals, as well as members of more mainstream denominations.
We cross a variety of different theological spectrums, but we're holding on deeply to this message from the gospel that each of us is created in the image and likeness of God, and that as a result of that, we ought to treat each other with dignity and respect and see each other as fully valued members of our community.
This week, another bipartisan group of Christian leaders launched a new political action committee with a similar message in a digital ad called Not Our Vote, Not Our Faith. I'm Andrea Sears.